The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's Monday morning, and tomorrow the Friends of the St. Clair River will be kicking off a new Riverwalk garden special ceremony, and they're going to be planting a lot of different things. Joining us right now from the Friends of the St. Clair River, Sherry Faust. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Paul.
This plans for this were really kind of announced or kicked off a little bit last year, right?
That's right. Tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st at 10 a.m., we're going to be holding a community planting and dedication ceremony for the seven grandfather teaching sculptures that are on the Riverwalk. And we're making up for lost time because those sculptures were installed last year. So tomorrow we're going to have a ceremony that will include some community speakers, Native American-led blessings, a smudging event, and Native American drumming. And tomorrow was chosen because tomorrow is the summer solstice, and it's also National Indigenous Peoples Day in Canada. So those two markers are really significant for why we chose the dedication ceremony and community planting day for tomorrow.
That makes perfect sense, absolutely. So what's going to be going on tomorrow?
We're restoring the landscape. We're celebrating Indigenous culture, and so we are going to have a ceremony to honor the sculptures that went in on the Riverwalk Plaza, where the pergola is, a beautiful setting, a place that we really want to be about honoring Indigenous culture and the traditions of Indigenous people. And then after the ceremony will be about 10 to 10:30. It's open to the public. Anybody's welcome to come. After the ceremony, we're going to be asking people to stick around, sink their fingers into the dirt, and help us plant 800 plants that are ready to be installed there. So the native plantings were chosen to complement the carvings. So we used consultation and advice from local Indigenous people to help us select these plants. We're also incorporating the four sacred medicine plants to the Anishinaabe people. That's cedar, sage, sweetgrass, and tobacco are among the plantings that are going to be put on the shoreline, and they were chosen with local knowledge keepers and elders.
So nice. So great to have that voice involved in this planning, isn't it? The Native voice.
Yeah, and the Native Indigenous people, they were the first caretakers of the land. They are the ultimate stewards of the land. We have so much to learn to them from them. And Friends of St. Clair River, we helped develop this garden as part of our commitment to restoring the land and habitat conservation, sustainable communities. So this marks a really important step in rehabilitating the land. Damage that we have done for 100 years to abuse the land, and we want to learn from the original caretakers, our traditional Indigenous people. We want to honor them. We want to learn from them. We want to listen from them. We want to appreciate their culture and honor their culture.
It's amazing how quickly that land has come back, too. I mean, from what it was really just a few years ago when the Riverwalk Project first started to what it looks like now, and then now to take it to the next level is just incredible.
Yeah, we want to right what's wrong. And the Riverwalk opened only 8 years ago, and it's such a welcoming, inviting place. And we want the plaza and these sculptures and the garden that complement the sculptures to be a place where people feel welcome, invited, safe. And we're not looking at the ceremony tomorrow as just a one and done event. We want it to be really an important step that we come together every year on summer solstice on National Indigenous Peoples Day to continue to learn, listen, honor, celebrate from Indigenous people.
What a great tradition, a great way to start it tomorrow when it will absolutely look and feel a lot like summer. It's going to be hot out there tomorrow.
It's going to be hot. We have refreshments, food and refreshments. So come out at 10 o'clock to the Blue Water Riverwalk Plaza. Honor the sculptures that were installed last year. Help us plant these 800 plants that will complement them using sacred plants from Indigenous people. And then stick around and help us plan, or just come for the ceremony at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. A great day tomorrow. And thanks to the Friends of the St. Clair River and all the other organizations that have come together to build such a beautiful, beautiful river walk.
Yes, the Community Foundation really got that project started. Community Foundation helped install those sculptures. And we're just picking up where that started off and picking up for lost time.
Sherry, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Sherry Faust with us on WPHM, 18 past 7 o'clock now.